Are you ready?
Muted?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I guess that means no. Although in Mavericks, you never can be sure.
All right.
Adventures and everything's an adventure when you're using Mavericks.
Dude, yeah, beta testing.
Hello! Welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I almost threw myself off. I'm your host, Irfan Elijah. I'm here with my brother in Apple arms. I don't know. Buster Kiney.
It's not like we like fight or anything like that.
No, I meant that in a very brotherly way. I just tried to come up with something. And
I mean, yeah, we wage war, I guess. Yeah.
Boy, what a show do we have for you guys this week. You know, you would think that since there is hardly any really great Apple news to talk about this week, that we really wouldn't have any topics. But that's not true. We have We've got some stuff. Yeah, I mean, we scraped together a really, I'd say, fairly decent show here. And so we're excited to present all these stories to you. But before we do that, I want to thank Shutterstock for sponsoring this episode of the Cultcast. Buster, have you heard of Shutterstock?
I mean, I've heard of them. I don't know much about them.
Yeah,
than they make the photography stuff.
Well, that's what everyone thinks, and that's true. But what a lot of people don't know is they also do stock video. They have they have over 700,000 high quality video clips, motion graphics. You know, all the things that video production people need.
Yeah,
you know, those like side clips that you see, like the airplanes taking off in a movie. They didn't go film an airplane taking off. Just FYI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got that. That was stock footage.
Dude.
Yeah, I know. So Shutterstock.com. Check them out. You know, you can sign up for an account for free. And if you find something that you like, you can save 30% off your order with the code CULTCAST6. We want to thank them for sponsoring this episode.
Definitely.
Buster, what do you say we start her off with some hardware rumors?
Okay.
You wouldn't think that we would have very many of those because we just had the new MacBook Airs.
Yeah.
But we do, and I think it's only appropriate to start with the
Thunderbolt displays.
Thunderbolt displays. Let's start with those.
The new Mac Pros are going to have 4K capability, so everybody expects that Apple's going to update the Thunderbolt display because it's been a while. So it looks like somebody did a check on like the stock, like current stock levels at retailers, and found out that it's kind of running low.
Yeah.
So it might be coming soon, but I mean, that could be like 3 to 4 months into the future before it actually comes out. But so that's something to get excited for, because a 4K Thunderbolt display would be pretty awesome.
That would be insane.
Right.
For those what were you going to say?
Well, here's my theory is, what if instead of an Apple TV, Apple just releases like a 4K display instead? You know, like a really nice display, like the professional display. You can use it as a TV with Apple TV if you want, or it's just like, you know, for your computer, and it costs like $1,000 like the current Thunderbolt display. What do you think about that idea?
I think that would be cool. I kind of wonder how they would make that work, because with LCD panels, a lot of times they have native resolutions. So if you don't view whatever you're looking at in the display's native resolution, it doesn't always look very sharp. So you would always have to have it in 4K mode.
Right.
And for things that supported 4K, that would be amazing. So if you had 4K movies, which are kind of trickling out now, that would be
great. Are they?
I've seen some 4K short films.
Okay, 4K short films, Superman, like Man of Steel in 4K.
No, not that I know of, but
maybe.
We've talked about 4K displays before.
Mm-hmm.
They've been displaying them at CES, Consumer Electronics Show, for years, probably 2 years now. And they have 8Ks and they have 12Ks.
Dude, which are just ridiculous.
Without getting technical, it's just uber super high resolution, way higher than you have now. And it's so high. I remember seeing a picture. This is at last year's CES, I believe. It might have been the year before. I don't remember. But it was a picture of a woman's face. It was taken with probably a medium format digital camera. And you could see everything on this person's face. It was a woman's face, and it actually showed, I think, almost too much detail. You could see like the note, like the little hairs coming off her nose, like you could see the peach fuzz on her lips and stuff. Right. It's more realistic than life.
Because like when you're close to somebody, you never notice like peach fuzz on their face.
I try not to
just like smooch it, you know.
I try not to. Although when I'm close to your beard, it's pretty much all I look at.
Yeah. Well,
that thing's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
It's also
man.
3 feet long. People don't know. it's just a gorgeous wonder to be next to. But let's talk about features on the Thunderbolt display. I mean, if they do release a new one, we may or may not get 4K. My guess is we won't.
Well, my guess is that you would, because a Retina display, Retina Thunderbolt display would be above 4K anyway. So it would have 4K support on it.
Okay, that's a valid argument.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else you would use 4K for. I know the Mac Pros, they're cutting edge, and they're going to support 4Ks. I kind of wonder, do the current generation of MacBook Pros support 4K? I'm not sure if they do.
The current MacBook Pros, I don't know if they do, but I don't think they do.
I don't think they do either.
Support 4K out.
And 4K at this moment is kind of a professional thing that you would need.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, we're not going to see 4K TVs like hitting consumer markets for another, 5 to 6 years or so,
I kind of wonder if it'll be that long, but
maybe not, but I don't know. It just seems like everybody finally just got an HD TV, So
yeah, and there's still people that don't have them.
Right, yeah. Like, I think my, I know a few people that are just, like, barely thinking about buying HD TVs,
They just have those really old CRTs.
Now you're going to tell them about 4K, and they're just going to get really pissed off.
For what? And you're like, oh, man, you're still using 1080p? All right, what year is this? 1985?
Yeah.
Hey, we also expect USB 3. That's an obvious feature. And then Thunderbolt 2, which I think is kind of a given. The USB 3, obviously going to happen. Thunderbolt 2, I think obviously going to happen because that's the direction they're moving. They put all their most cutting-edge technology in the new Mac Pro. So
yeah, and I think that'll probably be it. I mean, there probably really won't be a lot of accessories other than ports and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Thunderbolt kind of takes care of everything.
Thunderbolt, I mean, then maybe they'll have a few HDMI ports in the back of it.
That would be cool.
Or they'll just, make you buy a Thunderbolt to HDMI adapter for $50.
That's probably what they'll do. Let's talk about iPhone 5S. I know there are people out there who are clamoring for a new iPhone. They still have their 4S. I used to be on the S upgrade cycle. I threw down $600 because I didn't obviously qualify for an upgrade after a year to get the iPhone 5 because I was on the
4S. Did you? Oh,
I did.
Man.
I did because I wanted to be on the new phone cycle.
Okay.
So because the S updates are always, I don't want to say minor, but they're not very exciting.
Yeah, the S updates are always like more of a refinement than, like a big, redesign. So yeah, it's better. I mean, but here's the other thing is if you want to get like the absolute perfection of that form factor, you should be on the S cycle because that's the absolute best one,
Yeah, that's true. I think the 5 though is already pretty great.
It is.
And
I mean,
in the 5S, they're probably only gonna the things they always update. They're gonna put in a new camera.
Right.
Most likely. It's gonna be a little bit better. I would say there probably won't be more RAM.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. That's not something that they always upgrade. And a lot of people, I don't even think what they know, if they know what RAM is. I had a guy the other day calling it ROM.
Oh, really?
Like, are they going to update the ROM? I don't know, man. They haven't updated that since like 87. So I don't know if they're going to bring that back. Tim Cook can introduce that on stage now. Even more ROM.
I don't know. I mean, I think they might. I guess actually, because it's an S, they might not have more RAM for it. Like, that doesn't really necessarily matter. It might have more storage space. Do you think that
would be
bump
cool?
It up from 16 gigabytes to like 32 gigabytes being the default.
That would make a lot of sense. I know they're kind of going the whole cloud route, and they want everyone to stream everything
Right.
But they obviously are still pushing iTunes. iTunes Radio is, we all thought it was going to be just a straight streaming service, and it is. But
it also wants you to buy songs and
download.
Yeah,
that was the whole point of it. And and it's not going to be like Pandora, I'm sorry, Spotify, where you get to listen to whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a radio station, basically, a digital radio station. And yeah, exactly. They still want you to buy music. So, I mean, it's been forever since they upgraded or updated the iPhone. That's not true because they did. They started off with 8 gigs. But
No, they started with 4 gigs.
No. Did they? Yeah, is that how long it was when they released?
The original iPhone, there was 4 gigs and 8 gigs. And the 8 gig model was just so popular, they stopped selling the 4 gig model after a couple of months, actually.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are still people that are cool with 16. I don't get the 16. I always go for the 32 because what you always got to take into account is Apple puts 4 gigs of stuff on there right from the get-go. So you don't actually get 16. Especially with all the video stuff that people are doing nowadays, I think you're right. I think we need to go 32, 64, 128. If you're doing anything with Vine, if you're doing anything with Instagram video, those things eat through your storage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, as much as like iCloud helps and Dropbox and all these cloud services, you still need some physical storage on the device so that you can like record video and then also edit it from your iPhone later. So you can't, you know, be completely dependent on the cloud right now still.
Oh, no way. I kind of think the whole cloud thing, at least for the next few years, is kind of a gimmick.
Really?
Well, that's a strong word. I don't think it's a gimmick. There are features that I think are really incredible, like the iMessage syncing and being able to sync your settings across iCloud, backing up your photo stream. Well, I don't want to say backing up. Having photo stream in iCloud, that stuff's cool. But the idea of storing videos and storing all your music and everything in the cloud has never really made sense to me because storage is expensive in the cloud, first and foremost. And then there's always the transferring back and forth, which A, takes forever. It takes forever to back up your computer to the cloud. I can vouch for that. I've done it twice. I mean, and when I say forever, weeks and weeks and weeks, and I have a pretty good internet connection. But then the
How
other
many
thing,
gigs, though?
I probably need to back up maybe 600 gigs.
Oh, geez.
Maybe
okay,
a terabyte,
well, yeah.
actually.
Of course,
it's
going to take
images.
You forever.
Exactly. Exactly. It takes forever. And then on your phone, there's the whole issue of battery life because when you're always downloading stuff, especially via LTE from the cloud, you run through your battery life in 2-3 hours.
Yep. Well, plus you're also using all of your data, you know, when you're transferring stuff.
Well, I'm glad you said that because that's kind of the third thing too.
Yeah.
Is as Apple's pushing everything in the cloud, all the ISPs are kind of rubbing their fingers and their thumbs together, right? And that money, money, money motion.
Yeah.
Like, oh, snap. We need to be charging more. And we need to be pushing these people into these tiered plans so we get a cut of that money. We can get a cut of that cheese. That delicious iPhone cheese. So that's what they're going for. So the more you upload and download, the more money they make. So it becomes this thing where you're metered now.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
So end of point. I would like some more physical storage on the next iPhone.
That only took us 10 minutes to get to that point.
The problem was, as I said, data plans, and then you got on your carrier rant.
Data plans?
Oh,
you want to talk about data plans? I'll talk to you about data plans. You want to talk about AT&T right now? Hold on. Let me just... Okay. Hold on. Wait, just... Oh, yeah. Deep breaths. My therapist taught me. Okay. I'm feeling good. I'm not going to rant about AT&T, so let's just move on.
All right, dude.
Even though, honestly, I think people love it. They love it. Somebody out there is like, just let it go. Just do it. Just go with your feeling. Hey, let's keep talking about iPhone 5S. Fingerprint scanner?
Fingerprint scanner on it? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
We've been talking about that forever.
Yeah. Maybe on the the 6, but I don't know. There hasn't been anything from like the current hardware leaks to suggest that a fingerprint scan.
No, that's been more the analysts, quote unquote.
Yeah, from Topeka analysts and Brian Rysak.
Yeah.
So the fingerprint scanner, that doesn't sound like it's going to happen, but there is going to be a pill-shaped flash hole that has dual flashes in it.
Yeah, so leaked pictures showed the current flash hole in the back of the iPhone is round, and the new one from the picture looked like it was pill-shaped.
Yeah.
Which kind of lended some credence to the rumor that there were going to be two LED flashes, one being amber and then one being the regular white one. Because let's be honest, like the white LED flash looks like poop.
Right.
It looks like a poop.
As a photographer, so like, you know, like what would the benefit of that be for having the two LEDs? Would they both go off when you take the picture or just?
I mean, they could both go off. Having the amber light would work much better in sunlight situations because it would, it would hypothetically be the same color as
natural light.
The sun.
Yeah.
But also that orange light works really well in situations that are indoors where you're being lit by tungsten light, which is very yellow. And when you light somebody's face with a yellow light and the ambient light is yellow, the camera can correct that. It can say, oh, this room is being lit by tungsten lights or tungsten type light, same color.
Right.
And that way it can fix the entire photo and the photo will actually be color corrected in camera. But it can only do that when the type of light hitting your face is the same type of light that's happening in the room around you.
Crazy.
And that's actually how pro photographers do it. They put – you might see them walking around with like an orange-colored filter on their flash inside of a room. That's why they do that because then their camera sees that everything's lit with the same kind of light. It recognizes what kind of lighting that is, and it's able to correct the entire image.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so low light photography is probably going to be greatly improved with the iPhone 5S or like get a nice bump.
Get a nice bump. Yeah. And I think that's all we got on the 5S, right? It's still exciting. It's still going to be a cool camera. And when it comes out or a cool phone, when it comes out, I'm probably going to wish that I had it. But I'm not going to update to it.
Yeah, I don't think I will either just because I've updated to every iPhone since they've come out and I'm just
wait,
tired
every year you update?
Yeah.
Why are you busting my hump a moment ago? You're a hump buster.
I'm sorry. Well, here's the thing is I have a family plan and I have four lines on it. So I always have a line that is like available for an upgrade. So
so when your sister or someone goes to upgrade their phone, they're like, oh, they told me that I don't qualify for an upgrade. That's weird. I thought I did.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I think somebody used it.
They're like, Buster, can you tell me what's happened? You seem to have this thing figured out. Every year you get a new phone.
Yeah, no idea.
You just shake your head.
I just tell them to go to the Genius Bar.
I don't know what happened. That's so crazy. Every time I go in there, they literally hand me a new phone.
This year, I don't think I'll probably upgrade just because the 5S. I don't know. I don't need a new phone every year, I've realized.
Yeah, I can't afford a new phone every year.
That's also part of it. Yeah,
that's
like,
crazy. Because with tax, it was $600 and I think $30. For an iPhone.
Dude.
That, by the way, was partially subsidized.
Well, you know, the thing, like, when I first bought the iPhone, I remember you had to pay, you know, $600 for it. And then I also had to, like, start up an account with AT&T, and they required, like, a $300 deposit for the first year because I was, like, a student. So I spent, like, $900 on getting the first iPhone going, dude. It's just stupid.
The first iPhone 2, I'm sure was cool. I didn't own the first iPhone. I didn't start till the 3GS. But at that time, it didn't even have apps.
I know, but I was in love, man. I was in love.
I was too, but there was no way I was going to pay $600, subsidized $600 for a new iPhone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They sucker punched me. Yeah, and then you know, like 2 months later, they announced that, oh, we're dropping the price $200. And I was just super pissed. But they gave you like $100 Apple gift card.
Oh, was it Apple credit? I thought you got an iTunes credit.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh. I mean, Apple Store credit, though.
Do you remember the good old days? So we have the college discount season coming up, right, where they give away – they have their back-to-school sale. is what I'm trying to say. And they give you some stuff when you buy a new computer. They used to give you a new iPod, or they would give you like a discount on a new iPod.
Great stuff.
And I would always just buy a new computer, and then I would sell the iPod on eBay and then kind of get a discounted computer. Well, now they give you that iTunes gift card for $100, which kind of sucks.
Dude, it's a way sucky deal, man. Like,
it's a way sucky deal. It's way more miserly than it used to be.
You know, the problem is I remember I've bought one since they've come out with like the App Store gift card. I think they've done that the last 2 years, and I bought a MacBook Air one time. And you have like I had $100 in my iTunes account, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I need to spend this. Like, let's get some apps. And so I remember I bought like a couple Mac app games and never used it. It was just like the most worthless add-on Apple could have given me.
Because who needs, unless you're going to buy Final Cut Pro X or you're going to buy Logic, who needs $100 worth of iTunes credit?
Well, I don't know. I do. Do you really? I just need to not touch it.
You spend it that fast? I only buy apps now and again. I guess I don't really buy that much music from the iTunes store. Is that what you, do you spend your money on apps? Like, is that where it goes?
Yeah, I spend it on apps because I was like, oh, well, I got all this iTunes credit.
Got to use it, right?
Let me just like buy some cool apps that I thought would be cool and everything. And I did. And now I'm like, oh, I should have just kept it for like the 99-cent apps.
Did you buy like the fart app with in-app purchases? It's like different fart noises.
I bought the explosive
pack. By
the way,
if that doesn't exist, that needs to exist.
Oh, dude. Yes. You could. Oh, I got an idea now.
Until you buy the silent ones. And you feel like you got ripped off because you spent a dollar on the silent pack and you can barely hear anything. It's like not even that funny, right?
Yeah, turn the volume all the way.
You can turn the volume. And then you just hit the button and it goes. That was a dollar. That cost you a dollar. I'm serious. If that doesn't exist, if someone hasn't created a fart app with in-app fart purchases... I'm not saying I would buy it because I probably would not buy it, but there are people out there that would buy that 100%.
It has to.
Every high school kid and college kid would own that.
Definitely.
Anyway, hey, before we move on, because we got a lot of show left, which is either good or bad, depending on how much fun you're having so far. We're going to talk about the guy who sold that Apple IV prototype. He spilled the beans on Reddit and talked about what it was like going through that whole ordeal and selling the iPhone 4 prototype to Gizmodo. We're going to talk about some iOS 7 stuff. As you guys probably know, we got beta 2, and we got some questions on Twitter revolving around that. And then also, really interesting topic, one of the things that got introduced in iOS 7 is a game controller API, which we've kind of touched on in past episodes, but we haven't really talked about why this is such a cool thing. So we're definitely going to talk about that. But before, I want to tell everyone a little bit more about Shutterstock, because I know we have some creative folks. I can tell by reading people's tweets. We've got some creative folks that are watching. I should say listening, probably, huh?
To this show.
Because that would be more appropriate. So if you're a videographer, if you're a photographer, maybe you make marketing materials. Buster, do you do any of those things?
Sometimes I dabble with photography.
Okay. You are a dabbler. That's right. So not only does Shutterstock.com have, I'm just going to put this out there. I think this is accurate. A zillion stock. Yeah. A zillion stock photographs. They also do videography. So as I mentioned at the start of the show, stock footage, motion graphics, over 700,000 high-quality video clips. And by the way, all these are made by professional videographers, just like the people out there.
They have, like, stock CGI scenes.
I haven't checked, but that would be pretty
awesome.
It's
just like a stock video of, like, flying through a city or something like that. I don't know.
If I saw that scene in a movie, I would probably go twice. I would see it in 3D, and I'd buy popcorn and snacks.
Okay,
because flying through cities. That's like my thing in the movie theater. Anyway, 2D animations, 3D motion graphics, as I mentioned, variety of digital formats. Most come in HD because, let's be honest, we got that 4K Thunderbolt display on the way. They got to have some HD in there. And by, you know, if you go there and you don't find anything that you like, you can go back the next week because they're adding over 10,000 new video clips every week. 10,000, Buster!
Dude, a week?
10,000 a week.
Okay, so they might have a zillion.
So they might actually have a zillion. How many zeros does a zillion have after it?
Wait, a zillion or a billion? I can't.
I was going with a zillion.
A zillion? I don't know. I'm going to say like 13, 15 zeros.
That's higher. Is that the next higher number after
trillion?
A trillion? It might be a zillion.
I thought gazillion was after trillion, but I'm not informed in mathematics.
I never learned to go that high in my arithmetic class. So
we'll leave that
to the experts. Any case, I know what you're thinking. Erfan, how do I find all these video clips? What if I'm searching for a CGI clip of flying through a city? Well, don't you worry. Shutterstock has a bunch of sophisticated tools that let you drill down by category, clip resolution, even your favorite contributors.
Oh.
I could go on, but you know, you guys have the point. So here's what I think you should do. If you're interested, head on over to shutterstock.com. Sign up for an account. It's free. Sign up for a free account. They don't even need your credit card. And just start perusing. Just be a peruser. Just casual peruser. And if you find something that you like, if you find multiple things that you like, you can buy clips singularly in groups.
Uh-huh.
And just use the code CULTCAST6.
Nice.
That's the number 6, all one word. You'll save yourself 30% off your order. And definitely want to thank Shutterstock for sponsoring the show.
Uh-huh.
As you know, Buster, I don't do anything for free. If I don't get paid, I peace out. That's just like the way I roll. So if we did a show and I found out we didn't have a sponsor, I wouldn't even say bye. I would just leave. And you guys wouldn't even know until you asked a question and I didn't answer. And you'd be like, oh, wait, we don't have a sponsor of this show. So it's really important that we have sponsors of the show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just won't do it.
No more show if Airfon doesn't get his sponsors.
Just FYI, yeah. That's how important money is to me. But hey, let's continue. Let's continue since this show is being sponsored. You know, I'm going to fulfill my contractual duty. Let's talk about this dude that sold this iPhone 4 prototype to Gizmodo.
Yeah.
Kind of weird timing on this, right? That was years ago. iPhone 4 we're talking about, by the way. And I'm sure anyone out there who's an Apple fan remembers this. Huge deal. Huge deal. Do you remember when Gizmodo all of a sudden had the next iPhone, pictures of it and everything?
It was just crazy because it just seemed like it dropped out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere. And so this guy did an AMA on Reddit, which is an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Retells the whole story. Buster, I'm assuming you read it.
Yeah, I read a bit of it, yeah.
See what I did there? That wasn't even intentional. So let's just paraphrase the story for people, maybe summarize it so that they know what happened. This guy goes into a bar. He's 21. By the way, his name's Brian Hogan. No relation, I don't think, to Terry. Do you know who Terry Hogan is?
I don't know who Terry Hogan is, but I know who Hulk Hogan is.
That's one and the same.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's surprising that such a tough guy could be named Terry Hogan, right? Because he just sounds like the nicest guy next door.
He does.
Who rips his shirt off?
Ah, Hulkamania, man.
Hulkamania, I love that guy. Yeah. So he goes into a bar. He's with some friends. Some guy comes up to him out of the blue when the bar is closing and says, "Hey, you forgot your phone," and hands him this phone. This is his recounting of what happened. And he says, "This isn't my phone," but of course the guy just like pushes it on him. He's drunk. He leaves. Uh-huh. So he tries to find out who the owner is. Can't. Takes it home. He's obviously had a few too many ales because he doesn't even look at this thing the night of. The next day, huh?
Nothing.
He probably had some magic mushrooms, you know? he doesn't say that. This is all allegedly, but I'm pretty sure this is what went down. So he's hallucinating wildly the night of and wakes up the next day sees that he has this phone and tries to figure out, he's trying to figure out who the owner is. And he said some weird things, like he searched Craigslist and stuff. I don't know, why would you search Craigslist for somebody who lost their phone? Is that something that you could find there?
What, you would put it on Craigslist and just say, hey, missing Apple prototype phone found. Yeah. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Let me know if it was yours.
Let me know if you're
missing the serial codes on the back, by the way.
Here are pictures. So can't find the owner. And then he starts to notice, hey, this thing looks weird. I don't feel so good. And he was like, I don't think this is the magic mushrooms I ate from the night before. Like, this is genuinely a strange product. And he realizes there's a case around this phone, takes it off. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Looks like an iPhone. Square. Doesn't look anything like the iPhone 3GS. So has the brilliant idea to start shopping this thing around. He said he tried to call Apple first.
Right.
And they were just like, whatever.
Yeah, of course Apple's going to say, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But you would think that you could very easily give them their prototype, missing prototype phone back.
Right.
You would think that they would be at the ready to be, oh my gosh, you have our prototype phone? Here, hey, that's great. Here's a free iTunes gift card for $100.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. So he says he tries to give it back. They won't take it. And that's at the point where he says he's going to shop it around, finds Gizmodo. Gizmodo promises him $8,000, according to him, for the phone. Gives him $5,000 up front, and they said they were going to give him $3,000 when the story published. But yep. He said as soon as the story published, Gizmodo was like, psych!
Well, he said that Gizmodo told him they were going to give him $3,000 bonus when Apple confirmed like it was theirs, which Apple kind of did confirm
well, of course
that
they
it was
did.
Theirs. And then I guess Gizmodo did screw him. And he did say in his AMA that he felt like he got slighted by Gizmodo because he took all the heat for it. And, you know, all that happened to Gizmodo's guys was like the editor-in-chief's door got knocked down by the police during a raid.
And they took all of his computer equipment.
Right, they did, yeah. But they gave it back.
Yeah, they gave it back eventually. All the hard drives were gone. The CPUs were removed.
Uh-huh.
But he got it back.
Hey!
It sucks for this guy. It was arguably one of the best things that could have happened for us Apple fans. But this guy kind of got screwed. He says
did
that...
He? How did he get screwed?
Well,
though?
He said that he spent way more than $5,000 just in legal fees.
Okay.
Which I believe.
Yeah.
Because probably. Apple has endless money. If they want to sue you, even if you didn't do anything technically wrong, they could sue you. And you'd have to protect yourself, and that costs a lot of money. And then also, he's still at risk for a civil suit. Apple could sue him for basically stealing their property and giving it to somebody else. So he got sued. He said it cost him more money than he actually got paid. The press was camped out in his family's like front yard for weeks and weeks and weeks, and they actually
That's crazy. Did the media really camp out in front of that guy's house?
I absolutely believe that.
If so, that is the stupidest thing ever. Like, I mean, the media is so dumb. You know?
Do you remember the how ravenous we were to find out about the new iPhone?
Oh, well,
the
you know what?
Rumors were rampant. We knew a new iPhone was coming.
Everybody was pretty pissed off also just because Gawker published it, you know, bought it. And so that was also part of the thing was like whether it was legal for, you know, whether they like did anything illegal by selling an iPhone.
Unabashedly.
So it was also part of the media circus at that time. But
right.
Still.
People gave Gawker a hard time for that, but every news agency was reporting on it.
Well, every news agency reported on it, but not every news agency actually purchased. I mean, the guy approached other outlets, I think like Engadget, but everybody else denied.
Turn him down.
Yeah, except for Gizmodo. They were the only ones that were like, okay, we'll give you some money.
Nick Denton was personally there, this checkbook, negotiating for this sale.
Nick Denton's like, all right,
let's do this. Yes. He's like, hey, do you want to buy this prototype app? Yes, we'll take it. How much do you want? Where's my... He pulls out his check, but he has it right there. It's just at the ready. One of the biggest stories, one of the biggest Apple stories ever. And for those of us who are Apple fans, I don't think we'll ever forget it. What a fun time that was. Sucks for that guy, though.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't benefit from it at all. He's Brian Hogan, that guy no one knows who sold the prototype to Gizmodo.
He said his girlfriend broke up with him a couple months later, too.
Oh, even worse?
Dude.
I totally forgot about this part. He said that his roommate was basically spying on him
to
turn him into the police because she was, like, recording, like, his emails and, like, conversations and stuff because she was trying to collect the reward.
Oh.
And I don't know what he meant by the reward. I don't know if it was the reward to get the phone back or the reward for, like, putting him in jail or something. Everybody turned on him. I mean, everybody turned on this poor guy.
It's too bad, man.
And he got nothing. He literally got nothing for it. And all we did was take, take, take. Oh, well.
Oh, now I'm... Well, you know, that's what happens when you try and make a few extra $1,000 on the side with Apple prototypes.
That's right. And now now there's nothing. Now they really did. They doubled down on secrecy, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, now it's just so tight-lipped. It's not like the old days. It's not like the old days where we knew months in advance what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, let's wrap up with these couple things. We got some great Twitter questions. By the way, you can ask us questions on Twitter, Busters BST3R. I'm at Erfon, E-R-F-O-N. Great way to talk with us. We have so much fun talking to you guys. We get great iTunes artwork from you guys. Did you see that last set that we got?
Dude, I did. Somebody did an Anchorman one of us. Actually, two people did, and they were both awesome.
They were fantastic. And which, by the way, if you want to send us some iTunes artwork for the show, just make something. Base it on something on the show. You don't have to base it on something on the show. You can just make something that you think is cool. Make sure it's 1400 by 1400 square pixels. Well, 1400
square
by 1400.
Pixels?
All the pixels are going to be square. So just make it 1400 by 1400. But I got a great Balky Bartokomus one that I just found on our Cultcast Facebook page, which no one knew who that was. But a few of our listeners did. A few of them did, and that made me happy inside. Let's talk about iOS 7. So this question comes from Andre LeBron on Twitter. He says, hey, could you guys talk about iOS 7? What features will be missing from the 4S, if any? Scoozy.
Oh, crap.
Luckily for you, I'm prepared.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I still wish Alex was here, but I am prepared for this question. So the good news is, for all those people out there who have been hearing a lot about iOS 7, it's going to be compatible on pretty much any iPhone, unless you have the 3GS, in which case, why do you have a 3GS? You deserve to not have iOS 7. You need to upgrade. But if you own a 4S, if you own a 4, and if you own a 5, of course, you're going to get all the features. But if you're on the 4 or the 4S, you're from the research that I've done, which has been, you know, extraordinary. I've done hours of research on this topic. You're not going to get AirDrop.
Oh, what?
That's the feature you're not going to get.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was the feature that, you know, all those stupid Samsung commercials where they press their phones together and trade a file. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, what did you just do? Which happens never.
Mm-hmm.
You know which commercials I'm talking about. So,
On
iOS, we really did need an easy way to transfer files from one iOS device to another. There's apps that I've purchased, that work very well for that purpose. But now with AirDrop, which is available also on Lion and as a feature I never use, you can transfer files easily from one iOS device to the other. I also have read, and I'm kind of leaning towards the fact that this actually might not be accurate, is the photo filters wouldn't work on a 4S or a 4.
That doesn't sound accurate.
That doesn't sound accurate to me either. I was reading online that that was one of the things that was missing, but that seems kind of weird.
AirDrop being absent actually really sucks because I like it. It's actually great on the new one. Like if you're hanging out with friends and, I have a couple friends.
You mean iOS 7?
What?
On iOS 7?
Yeah, exactly. On iOS 7. It's great if, like, you know, you took a picture of your friends and they're like, oh, send that to me or tag me on Facebook and you can just be like, here, and you just send it right to their phone and everything, you know, and they accept it and boom, it's super easy. Great way to share stuff. So that really sucks that it's not coming to the 4S.
Yeah, but by the time we get iOS 7, the 4S is going to be 2 years old. Well, I'm sorry, exactly. 3 years old.
Yeah.
And most people, at least in the U.S., I can't speak for international people because I know some of them actually have 3-year plans, which really sucks. And our friends in the Great White North of Canada have three. They have the 3-year cell phone plans. So for us, most of the United States will be on the newer phones by the time iOS 7 comes out. So this isn't going to really be a huge deal.
It might be. There's still, you know, tens of millions of iPhone 4Ss out there, man.
That's true. That's true. In other countries especially, it's going to be kind of a bummer. But
if I just had an iPhone 4S and wasn't planning to get a 5S and for, you know, I don't know, 6 months or so after it comes out, I'd be a little bit bummed. I mean, you're going to get it eventually.
But, you know, I feel like if you're using a 4S, you obviously don't care about the newest technology.
That's true.
You probably wouldn't know that you were even missing it anyway.
Fine, you win this one.
Just like I won Faves and Raves last week.
Oh, did you? Woo! Wait. People voted for you over Alex?
Oh, my gosh. Alex and you, y'all got destroyed. Destroyed. Now, it probably helps that I went onto our Facebook page, and every time someone voted for me, I liked it.
Oh, dude, that's...
That's called strategery. So thank you. For those that don't know what we're talking about, we did our first ever You Pick the Fave and Rave winner last week on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheCultCast. And I destroyed you guys. I told you. I was like, our listeners have great taste. From here on out, I'm always going to win.
Dude, that's because you're the host.
With the most.
Not fair.
More iOS 7 beta 2 stuff. So lots of fixes came to iOS 7 beta 2. I'm just going to highlight some of the stuff because there's most of it was actually just performance fixes or bug fixes and performance stuff that they kind of fine-tuned.
Yeah.
HDR imaging is coming to the iPad.
That doesn't excite me at all.
Doesn't excite me, but for some it might. Yeah. Reminders and the Game Center app got slight redesigns, and by slight, I wonder if anyone would even notice.
I didn't notice either of them because okay. Both of them are still really bad.
Really? Okay. And then here's one that is kind of interesting. So Siri on the English speaking iPhone is going to be, you're going to have an option to switch between a male and a female voice now.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to make the male sound like. I hope they give him like a southern drawl.
Well, I could tell you right now if you want.
Can you make it say something?
Yeah, give me one second. Let
make
me switch
it, go,
it
make it go into your mic. That'd be great.
Hold on. Where the hell are the Siri settings?
No pressure. We're recording. People are listening. They're waiting.
Dude, I'm not worried at all. I'm going to switch my gender to a male.
Hey, this is a free country. You're willing to switch your gender at any time.
Tell me a story, Siri.
You don't say.
Did he just say Beyonce?
Tell me a story.
What? Again?
He doesn't sound too good, I'll be honest, man.
No, and
not very talkative.
His voice is a lot higher pitched than I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, I would think like a deeper, like a more affectionate, like maybe a British butler.
Yeah, that would be nice. I was kind of hoping more like real baritone. Maybe like Barry White.
That would have been nice too. Very comforting.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, take a ride at this churn.
It's like you're listening to like a jazz DJ. You know?
That would be that. They missed an opportunity there. And that's all we got for iOS 7 Beta 2. Some of you guys asked us what new features were in there. Not really a lot of new features. A lot of fixes.
Yeah.
But.
Which, that's the way it's going to be.
That's the way it's going to be. Yeah, exactly. They kind of announced all the big stuff at WWDC.
Fix all the little things over the next couple of months.
Precisely. Let's wrap up with this. A discussion on the iOS 7 feature that we kind of talked about a little bit about in past episodes, and that is the iOS game controller API that was added. API is just a bunch of programming gobbledygook that lets programmers, you know, use certain functionality in iOS. So they've added the ability to add a full-on like hardware remote control to control the iPad and the iPhone, and I'm assuming eventually the Apple TV.
Yeah.
Doesn't really sound that exciting until you take into account how popular gaming already is on all these platforms. Well, not Apple TV. But
also how crappy the third-party game controllers have been. you know, over the last few years.
I'm kind of curious how they have worked in the past, because with no official API.
Exactly. They've been very like, I don't know, I guess ingenuitive. I've seen some crazy ones, like ones that like just overlay like a very like use like a finger press on a button.
Oh,
to, like,
yeah.
Push tap on the screen like in a small corner. Of every, like just like crazy weird things just to try and make a controller for the iPhone. So this is actually really exciting for gaming companies.
This is really exciting, and this could be huge. This could be really huge, because you'll finally be able to see the entire real estate of your screen as you play. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that plays, you know, iOS games, you know, sometimes your finger will obscure what you're actually doing in the game. Plus, it's just not a good experience. I don't want to touch my iPhone or my iPad to play a game. And in action games and that type of thing, it really kind of takes away from the experience for me. Have to sit there and touch the screen.
Well, this the real exciting thing there, I think, is definitely like you mentioned with the Apple TV, because you can set up your iPhone or your iPad to play on AirPlay to your Apple TV, and then hook up a good game controller as well. So, I mean, you have like a very like low cost gaming console now. Once these game controllers come out, too.
Precisely. And for people that think that, oh, that's not really that big of a deal, let me frame it this way. There's an Android-based console that recently came out to retail called the Ouya. This thing was kickstarted on Kickstarter.com, and they were trying to raise, I think, $900,000, $1 million, and they ended up raising, I think, $9.5 million. My numbers might be a little bit off there, but it was almost over $9 million. Yeah. Exactly. So, and this is an Android-based video game console that you can hack. You can play Android games on, obviously. Mm-hmm. And super-duper popular. Imagine being able to play real video games. Not these kind of quirky, not serious for gamers, touch-sensitive games that you can do in iOS now. I mean real video games. Let's say games like Final Fantasy. For my gamer fans out there, games that have been popular for years, and you have like a real controller that you can carry around with your iPad anywhere that you go and play games anywhere that you go. These tablets are really powerful now.
It'll be interesting to see if companies come out with like games where you're required to have their controller. I'm sure there will be like a lot of those, because they already do exist, you know. Cheap games where you can buy like augmented reality controllers for them, but like to see if like big publishers will come out with, you know, you have to have this controller to play this game, so it's for more serious players.
Well, I should probably add that Apple has already come out and said that if you do implement a controller in your game, it has to also be playable via touch.
It does.
I think that's a mistake. I honestly think that's a mistake. Why would you hobble a game? There's a lot of games that just don't work well as touch games.
No, I agree with you. I definitely think, or you should have two different modes, you know, like a touch mode where, I don't know, it's like a cheap light version of your game and maybe like a hardcore version that you can use with a controller. Maybe that will work.
I would definitely be interested in. I'm one of those guys who, when people say, oh, mobile gaming is taking over console, I just toss my hand at them, you know. You know what I mean? It's like, psh! And I'm sure that's not what anyone calls it but me, but don't make me toss my hand at you, bro, because console gaming 1,000,000,000% different than gaming on my iPhone. I play iPhone games. I love iPhone games. They are nothing like playing on my Xbox 360. No way. But if you had a controller, which is a much more precise gaming instrument, And it requires no effort for me to sit there and, you know, tickle my screen, which could be a euphemism if you'd like it to be.
I love tickling screens.
Yeah, I tickle screens all day long. I don't want to do it when I'm playing a game. Not a chance. I want to have a controller.
Okay.
I'm not a screen tickler. When it comes to getting serious about game time, guess what? Jokes stop, my friends. The jokes stop. And when I'm playing a 10-year-old in Call of Duty Black Ops 2, there's no smiling. I get serious. And I have to have a controller to really allow me to...
So,
I was going to say take advantage of that 10-year-old, but that sounds terrible. To beat that 10-year-old in the game, it takes a controller. So I think this could be really huge, especially, like you said, if you project it on your TV. But what if Apple TV allows you to have a controller connected to it as well to play video games? That could be huge.
It would be huge, yeah, for sure.
I mean, absolutely huge. Anything else to add to that, Buster?
Dude, I don't. Other than, yeah, it's definitely something to keep your eyes on. Also, another one with, seems like we're talking about Bluetooth. Another cool thing is Apple's also allowing full access to like notifications with iOS 7. So that could pave the way for smartwatches to interact with iOS 7 or possibly an iWatch in the future. So Apple's opening up Bluetooth communications a lot with iOS 7, which should lead to a lot of cool accessories.
Interesting, right? Because AirPlay really is not taking off at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of floundering, I think, and Bluetooth just keeps getting better.
Well, I mean, Bluetooth's been around longer, of course. Yep. And also, it's not limited to just Apple devices, so it's more of a universal tool. So
and
I think
the license is a lot cheaper for manufacturers.
Right. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're going to wrap up. I've said that five times, but let's do it with let's do it with this question from Nikolai Baker, a.k.a. at Robot Time Lord on Twitter. Why no Retina Air, Buster? I think the answer to this is clear.
I mean, I think there's a couple of reasons. I think cost-wise, it doesn't make sense yet for Apple to put it in. Also, probably battery life.
I think battery life is the big one. Right. Yeah. For the new MacBook Airs, they were trying to squeeze every last drop of battery life that they could, and that meant no Retina display.
Yeah.
But your cost thing is also very true.
But yeah, I mean, Apple's definitely pushing you can use a MacBook Air all day. You know, it's not the pro machine, it's the machine that you're gonna take with you on the road.
Yeah.
And so
precisely.
For that reason, maybe it won't get the Retina display this year. And it'll take till next summer before it comes.
Confound it, though. I want my Retina display MacBook Pro 15-inch with Haswell innards.
I think that's coming pretty soon.
Oh, so my gosh.
It's got to, right?
Oh, I'm using a 2010 MacBook Pro still, and I've dropped it at least four times. This thing's it looks awful. I should be embarrassed as an Apple fan to be using this, but I've got high standards. I'm waiting for the right machine.
Dude, email Tim Cook. Tell him to hurry up.
We're going to go out for brunch this weekend.
Yeah, just a nice southern meal. You and Paula Dean and Tim Cook.
Yeah. And I'm going to make sure I bring this up to him when we're getting our back massages, our dual back massages, which is what we do after brunch.
Oh, you guys get back massages?
Yeah,
like a couples
usually,
massage?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it couples. I mean, it's like a bro thing, you know. I mean, we're totally stark naked. But that's just the way, you know, those things go. It's just bros hanging out. And we get our massage. And when he gets nice and relaxed, that's what I'm going to tell him. You know, he's like getting the person like patting his back. And he's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, work that back muscle, y'all.
No, man.
That sound realistic?
What?
Did that sound realistic?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, hey, how about we wrap it up there?
Let's wrap
this up. Wagon's losing its wheels.
Dude, it's
let's just go. Yeah, fire. Let's just go ahead and call it good there. So that's all the cult cast we have for you guys this week. Hey, go check out Shutterstock.com. Add some Flying Through the City videos to your cart. You'll save 30% off your order with the code CULTCAST6 at checkout. We want to thank them for sponsoring the show. You know, you can have fun with us on Twitter if you like. I'm at Arifon, ERFON, Buster's BST3R. And of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how-tos in the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult of Mac. This has been the CultCast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CultCast come out every Thursday night. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you guys next time, y'all. Ooh, that hurt my throat.
You got a little gurgle.
Yeah.
The voice type thing going on there.
You're relaxed.
I saw this story on Gawker the other day of this guy that took shrooms and mutilated his genitals. Like, didn't have any like psychiatric problems or anything like
Whoa,
that.
Oh, talk about but, a like, bad his, trip.
Yeah, he had he such a bad like trip a that he like ripped off part of his junk.
Oh.
Sounds awesome.
That is the very definition of a bad trip.
Yeah.
Like the next day, people would be like, "Hey, how did that? How did those shrooms go?" And you'd be like, "Oh man, it was a bad trip. Like, what happened? I ripped off. I ripped off my own genitalia.
I only have one testicle now.
I just they're like you just like ripped it off. I just pulled it off.
Yeah,
I don't even remember it. It was just laying next to me when I woke up. I mean, I still ate the rest of the shrooms today, but."
Yeah, of course. You can't. I mean, if you spend the money.
Yeah, it cost me like $40. I'm not going to not eat them.